The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. Y'all ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. This is an injury show. We are injury attorneys. We cover a different injury subject each week to educate you and teach you and hopefully give you a level playing field with the insurance company on the other side of your claim, the insurance company for the at-fault party, the one who hits you, the one that traumatized you, the one that T-boned you or rear-ended you or caused a head-on collision or pulled in front of you, that insurance company. That's the one we're talking about. And believe me, they have a game plan to beat you. That's what we're going to talk about today. How do insurance companies try to beat and defeat your injury claim? And what can you do about it? Is there anything you can do about it? Of course. You need to plan. You need to have a strategy. Bell and Pollock, you know, we've written a book called Legal Game Plan. You can get it on our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. You need a legal game plan. You need to read this book, and it's free. All of our books are free. We've now written 6 books. The most recent one is called Car Insurance in Colorado, The Essential Guide to Car Insurance, Everything You Wanted to Know, Picture Examples, Narratives, and we'll talk a little bit more about that book later. But right now we're talking about a legal game plan that you need to have tailored to you, your injuries, your accident, against the insurance company of the at-fault party, the one who's going to try to beat you and defeats your claim. And they do it all the time. Brad and I have preached for years that you need a strategy. You can't just guess. You can't just navigate this insurance maze by luck or by guessing. When you get in your car and you don't know where you're going and you activate the navigation system, what are you looking for? Directions, guidelines, a map, how to get to the final destination. That's what a legal game plan will do for you. Okay, we're talking about our usual example. Of a car accident, truck accident, pedestrian car accident, could be a hit and run, could be a rear ender, but we're talking about a usual example. And so, Brad, let's talk about how you file a claim. Why do you file a claim? What difference does it make? And, you know, what do you give to the insurance company for the at-fault party anyway? What do they want and what do you give?
Well, the insurance company is going to want a lot of personal information that they really aren't entitled to. They're also going to want a bunch of information that they are entitled to. So you have to be able to decide and determine what's right and what's not, what's appropriate and what's not, what they should and shouldn't be getting. And that's one of the challenges. You're going to be making an initial contact with the insurance company. You've got to remember that the insurance company is not your friend. That's the person on the other side. It's like you're talking to the person on the other side. Probably worse, because a lot of times when somebody runs into you, they ram into you at the back end and they get out of their car and they say, I'm sorry and I have insurance and let me take care of this and I hope you're not hurt. If you are hurt, they want you to get some medical attention. They want you to be able to get compensated. The people that have caused the crash a lot of times change that tune later on, the at-fault party, but there's one thing for sure, that tune never changes with the insurance company. Because the insurance company adjuster from the very beginning is saying, I don't really want to give you anything, and I don't want to give you any money, and I don't want to do anything for you. So what they're going to want is a lot of information that they shouldn't get, a lot of information that they should get. You need to know the difference, and that's why at the very beginning, you must contact an attorney. I can't impress on you enough. I completed a case this just week. It was the client had waited over 2.5 years to contact the attorney. That's right. You have 3 years to start to file your claim. The client had waited 2.5 years. During that time period, the insurance company on the other side had successfully received enough information to make the claim worth a lot less than it would have otherwise been worth.
Right, and so you need to enforce your legal rights. You need a legal game plan. But you know something, you got to put this in perspective, because we've done shows before just on what do you need to know and do in the first phone call to the adjuster or when they call you. What do you need to know? So we're not going to go into detail on that right now. We've covered that, and we're probably going to do another show on this station on that very subject. But you do need to know, And you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, and we have a button there that you can hit, and you can listen to our show on what you need to know before you make the very first phone call to the adjuster. And you better listen to it. You better have a strategy. The other thing, Brad, people call the adjuster or the adjuster calls them, and they want your medical records. And they try to act friendly. So the myth is, don't fall for this trap. The myth is, I've been injured in an accident. I'm talking to the insurance company. That's what insurance is for. I mean, the driver told me I've got great insurance, so I'm talking to the insurance company right now. It's what it's for. I've been injured. I've been out of work for a month. I've been working half-time. I've got medical bills to say $30,000. Surely somebody's going to be fair to me. Surely I'm the injured person. Somebody's going to take care of me. That's what insurance is for. So you've got to get rid of that notion right now. They're not there to take care of you, but they will act friendly to you. They want your medical records. They want information. They don't want to give you any information. And they will act friendly. And you know, Brad, one of the lines that they use all the time is, we're going to send you a few forms. We'll talk about that in just a second. But the other line that they use is, you know, if you don't tell me this, if you don't give me your statement, if you don't give me all your records, I can't adjust your claim. I can't help you. And that's just absolutely not true, especially as to all your medical records.
That's correct. And they start out with this idea of, we're on your side. Oh, we're sorry. And they want to start prodding you for information. What's some of the stuff they want to know? Well, first of all, if they can get information about your medical condition, if they can get you to open the door to your medical history, to all of your medical background, they're going to get you to do that, and they're going to take it. So what to submit and how to submit it. We've talked about this. First of all, listen very carefully. Everybody out there, listen. Do not give your own doctors. Do not give your own hospital. Do not give your own insurance company. Well, your own insurance company can have it. Your own car insurance company. Do not give your own health insurance company the information from the crash. Tell them to take your health insurance, period. Tell them that's what theirs to take is your health insurance. The second thing is, when you're dealing with the at-fault insurance company, do not give them all of your medical information that they're not entitled to. Do not give them that blank release. I don't care how much they tell you they're on your side. They want to help you. I don't care how much they tell you they have to know this information. They're not entitled to it. It's not information they have to know. It's not information they should be getting. And you need to be able to protect your privacy.
Right. You know, punch the navigation button on your car, on your injury claim right now. You need to know how to navigate this insurance maze. You need a legal game plan. You know, you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900, 795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com, will help you. If you see us, we'll give you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan tailored to you, your injuries, your crash, your medical condition, and that's what you need. And I hear from a lot of people that's not what they get. That's what you need, and that's what you're going to get when you come to Bell and Pollock. Okay, Brad, you're going to send the medical records into this insurance company. You're going to send them in. You're not going to sign a release. We've covered that in the show before, because if you sign the release, they want all your doctors, all your history. And what difference does it make if you had your tonsils out? What difference does it make if you had surgery on your left ankle? You hurt your back or neck in this injury. What difference does it make? They want it. They want your complete medical history, and they're not entitled to it under case law in Colorado. The leading case is called Alcon versus Spicer. That's a bunch of lingo mumbo jumbo. You just need to know not to sign the release. But, Brad, you give them the medical records, but you give them the records that are relevant to your injuries at the appropriate time. You don't just give them carte blanche authority to go get your whole life's medical history.
That's correct. You don't. You need to make sure that you're giving them limited information at a time when it's appropriate. Now, that limited information does include telling them what your injuries are from the crash. It does include telling them and getting them the medical records for the care that you've gotten for the injuries from the crash. It does include making sure that they get the bills, the billing for the medical records. For the medical care you received from the crash. You've got that stuff that you need to be able to tell them. You need to be able to tell them how much your medical bills are. Now, that's important for you to understand that you're not only trying to tell them how much your medical bills are up to that date that you're talking to them, but what are they going to be in the future? Because you certainly don't want what they can call the drive-by, or here's a 500 bucks, or let me pay all your medical bills for you. Do not let them do that. They're going to say, well, just give me the medical bills. Give me the name and give me the doctor and give me the medical provider's name and stuff, and I'll go ahead and send that money over. I'll pay them for you. We'll just pay them direct. We'll save you that hassle. Do not let them do that.
Yeah, and it sounds really good. Okay, they're going to pay my medical bills. Wow, this is what I thought. This is the myth. Somebody's going to take care of me, but it's a trap. And the trap is they've got your records that you're not. They're not otherwise entitled to, and in the end, they're going to pay you less on your claim because they've got the, and we'll do a show on this, they've got the discounted value of the medical service, the retail value of the medical services, and they're going to discount your claim, your injury claim. And then people say, well, what happened? Wait a minute. What happened? Well, that's what happened. You do not give them your records. You do not sign the release. Now, Brad, you send in your medical records. You have to support your claim. You got an injury claim. Let's say you injured your neck and this rear ender. So you've been to the doctor. You've had MRI of your neck. You've got facet injections or maybe positive facet loading in your neck. You've got cervical injuries, disc injuries. So, yes, you have to support it, but at the right time in the right way. So you submit it. And you submit your medical records and bills, and then they go through them, but you have to support your claim.
Right. You do have to support your claim. So you do have to give them some information, and that's not a bad thing. You should be giving them information. They should be giving you information. They should be including you in certain information about what the other side is saying. Did the at-fault party admit to having 100% responsibility? Are they agreeing there's 100% responsibility? But you should be giving them information only about the care you're receiving for the injuries incurred from the crash.
Don't let them fool you. Give them the information. You're going to have to give them your medical records to support and document your claim. You have to give them the appropriate medical records, and that's what we're telling you about. What do you do when you have a claim? That's one of the things you do is submit your medical records and your medical bills in the right way. Right, coming up next is what does the insurance company really, really do with these records? And how can they hurt you and your claim? Bell and Pollock, Champions of the People. We'll be right back. When a driver chooses to violate a safety rule, everyone on the road is in danger. That means you, me, everyone. Driving and dangerous choices. Think about it. The only allowable choice is the safest choice. Otherwise, you and your family are put at risk, in harm's way. This is really what car crashes are all about. One driver makes a choice that violates a safety rule. Everyone else is needlessly put in danger. In danger of injury, medical bills, surgery, lost jobs, quality of life changes, and future expenses. All it takes is one driver and one dangerous choice. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We've been representing injured victims for over 25 years. We can help you put your life back together again. We'll fight the insurance company who defends those who injure you and your family, those who make dangerous choices. At Bell and Pollock, we are experienced injury attorneys who care about you and your family. Reach us at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com or call us at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. One call, that's all.
Hi, it's Mandy. Join my friends Gary and Brad for Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show, right here on KOA, Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. to 11. It focuses on teaching Coloradans their rights and how to deal with the insurance companies if you're injured in an accident.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollock. You know, we've been helping injured victims for over 35 years. We help them put their lives back together again. We can help you. We'll give you a free initial consultation and, more importantly, a free legal game plan. We think this is so important. We trademark protected that concept. We put our over 35 years of experience into our new book, Legal Game Plan. You can get a free copy of it or a free copy of any of our books at our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can download an e-copy free, or you can just call our office at 303-795-5900, 795-5900, and we'll send you a hard copy of any or all of the books. Our new book is called Colorado Car Insurance. You want to point your legal compass to true north. You want to know what to do today before a crash occurs. How do you protect yourself? Get a free copy of the book or give us a call. we're glad to do it. You know, we do a live call-in show on Saturday mornings at KHOW, sister station here. That's from 7 to 8 o'clock in the morning. On that show, we answer any question that you have on any legal subject, and we do it as a community service. On this show, and we have other shows as well, and injury shows, we cover injury subjects. Today, we're talking about how do you submit your injury claim. You've been injured in a car accident. You've talked to the adjuster. You've listened to our show on what you need to know before the first time you talk to the adjuster. So you're well-educated there. You're on a level playing field, and you know what to do with these releases. You're not going to sign the releases. So, Brad, the fight in the beginning is they want all your records. They want 20 years of records, 25 years of records. People don't know any difference. You know, sometimes some courts, when you get down to it, only give them 5 years of your medical record history, and some of them give them 10 years. But they don't give them 25 years. They don't give them 30 years. And they don't give them records that are not related to your injury.
And the courts traditionally and regularly will limit the amount of time. They don't just let them sign. They don't make you sign an open-ended release where there's no time. They also, many times, you can include a request and a requirement that this be confidential information, that it's not going to be released anywhere else, that it's not going to go to any other entities, any insurance index. When you get into a crash and you make an insurance claim, more likely than not, the insurance company is going to start trying to pull information on you immediately, especially if they think you're making a claim for more than a couple hundred bucks or maybe more than $1,000. And what are they going to start pulling? They're going to go to CCI indexes. They're going to go to different indexes. They're going to go to different places where they, as a group, even though they compete against each other, they, as a group, get together and they have put together indexes where there's information, and they have paid for this to be, these indexes to, and these companies to come into being. They paid for information to have about you. And this is an index where they're going to find out if you've been in previous crashes. Have you made previous claims? Have you been involved in or passenger in a previous crash if your name came up that way? They're going to try and find out what they can about the car to see if it's been in. You know, everybody knows we've got access to finding out if cars have been in crashes. Do you think for a minute they aren't doing that for you too? They're not doing that to try and find out about you. And they're not just going to go to that index. They're going to go to indexes to try and find out about your personality, to find out about your criminal record, to find out about your background, to find out anything and everything they can about you.
Right. There's ways to beat this. You need a strategy. You need to understand the rules. You need the navigation system, like in your car, right here for your legal claim, from the beginning, from the get-go. Don't guess for a year and a half and then go to attorney. Go to attorney right away. It's a no-brainer. You get a free initial consultation with us. It's free. Get a free legal game plan. That's a no-brainer. Then you know what the rules are. You know what the playing field is about. You already understand, if you're listening to us, the insurance company is going to try to beat you and defeat you and reduce your claim to nothing or next to nothing, period. And, you know, it just happened this week in our law firm because the person didn't go see an attorney for 2.5 years. Their claim was already compromised. In a big way. You need to understand this. So, well, you know, they take your records, you give them the records, and then you don't sign the releases. And one of the reasons you don't sign the releases for them to go get all your records for your whole lifetime, all your doctors, all your hospitals, you don't do that. One reason is because in the middle of those releases, and I've showed it to people before, there's a sentence or a paragraph that says they can republish, meaning redistribute, meaning they're going to give your records and your medical condition to central databases that all insurance companies share, called ISO is one of them, and that was secret for many, many years, and then it came alive, and we're also going to do a show on that, the ISO. But you don't want your medical records going to a central database. Why? You were injured in a car wreck. You want to be paid on your car claim. You want to be paid for your medical bills. You want to be paid for your lost wages, your economic losses. You want to be paid for your injuries. You do not want them to take your medical records. So if you sign the release, which you're not going to do, that's exactly what they're going to do. Now, you're going to give them the medical records, and you're going to give them a course, and it's called, for lack of better terms, on the body parts that were injured in the accident, maybe the neck, maybe the low back. So, Brad, let's talk a little bit about the fact that you're going to give medical records, and you think they're going to review them and give you a fair shake, and you think they're going to value your claim, and they're going to put a value on your claim, okay? But what they're going to try to do is attack your medical records and beat your claim through your own medical records. And so you think they're going to give you a fair evaluation, would call you up and give you a number, and that's not what's going to happen.
No, it's not going to be a fair shake. It's not going to be a fair number. That's not what they're there for. That's not what they're trying to do. They're trying to get rid of your claim. and they want to get rid of your claim, and they want to get rid of your claim and close it out as cheap as they can. And they, if they can get you to take a quick claim where you're not worried about the future, where they think you can just get the money and run, they're going to do it. If they think that by dragging you out, they can get you to take less over the long run, that's why a lot of times they want to know your financial information. They want to know what's going on with you financially if you're desperate, because they know that at that point they can delay you. They can string it out, and as they string it out, they can put you into a situation where you're getting these medical bills. They're coming at you. You're getting other bills that are adding up. They know they've got you because you can't work or you don't have income, so they're going to use it to their advantage. They're going to take advantage of what they can do, and they're going to do this on the on an old adage that information is power. It doesn't matter what the information is. It just matters that they have the information. And that's the important part. They're trying to find out about you, and the reason they're trying to find out about you is because there are different tactics, different game plans they have, different ideas, different ways they're going to approach your case, and they're doing that based on simply learning about you to begin with, getting as much information about you so then they can sit down and they can say, this is the best and easiest way to attack this person.
You know, let's give you a concrete example. This one's really going to make you mad, okay? So if you give them a release, which you're not going to do, but if, let's say you did, you didn't go to an attorney, you didn't come to us, and you gave them a release and you identified all your healthcare providers in the past, and one of them was a counselor, all right? And they're going to get your counseling records. And why do they want those? They're going to get your counseling records. And you say, I injured my neck in the accident. Why do they want my counseling records? Because, this is a made-up example. Let's say they find in the counseling records that you've been to counseling. You went to marital counseling for a number of years. You also went to counseling because you had cancer. You went to counseling because your children were not acting appropriately and you needed to know how to handle them. They build this up into that. That's your real problem, you see. It's not your neck. They're going to say it's your real problem. Your real problem is the fact that you were in an abusive relationship. Your real problem, they say, is in the fact that you had a bad childhood. Your father beat you. And obviously I'm making this up, but I'm bringing home the example. Your real problem is the fact that you had an abusive childhood. That's your real problem. So the fact that you can't work, you can't look at the computer screen anymore, you're going to need fusion surgery in your neck, that to them, that's irrelevant. Your real problem, and that's why they want the records. That's a good example, Brad. I'm sure we can come up with many examples.
Oh, yeah. There are many examples. The bottom line is that, as we stated, they're going to try to open the book on you. And it's important that when they open the book on you, that you're only giving them certain information, certain chapters of that book. You're not giving them the entire book. So that's where you need to talk to an attorney. You can come to Bell and Pollock, and we will give you a free consultation. We'll sit down and talk to you, and we'll give you a free consultation and help map out your legal game plan. You can call us up. You can talk to our paralegals. You can call us up morning, noon, night. If it's off hours, we have an answering service. They send messages out to the attorneys. The attorneys will call you back. We'll talk to you. We'll get you the information you need. Yeah, and we'll talk to you about what you need. We'll get you into our offices to discuss what's going on. You can do that with just about every personal injury law firm out there. So what's the excuse? What's the reason for not getting information before you call that adjuster? We're not talking about the property adjuster. Now, Gary, you and I have talked about that before.
Right.
You're gonna when you get in a crash, there's a couple things that happen immediately. First of all, you got to go. If you're hurt, you go to the hospital. You're getting medical care, and you need money for that. And you start saying, where do I get money for that? And hopefully you've got MedPay. We've talked about that. There, you also have, hopefully, health insurance. And that's what you're going to tell the hospital to take. Take my health insurance. I don't want to tell you about the at-fault party. I don't want to tell you about the crash. Take my health insurance. The next thing you're going to do is you're going to want to be addressing your car. Your car has been damaged. Can you get your car fixed? Is it drivable? What do you do for a car? And you can talk to the insurance company about that. But before you even do that, you ought to listen to what we say in our shows about what you want to do when you talk to those people.
Right. It's free. It's a no-brainer. It's a free initial consultation and our trademark-protected free legal game plan with our book, Legal Game Plan, tailored to you, your injuries, your condition, your accident, and your future medical care and treatment and your future. You need to put your life back together again, and you need to navigate the insurance maze. All right, so you understand right now they're not going to give you a fair shake. They want your records so they can use them against you. They want some really juicy records, I would say, like counseling records, like you have previous surgery, maybe that you have cancer, maybe that you have ADD, maybe that you have diabetes. There's your real problem, they're going to say. Not the accident. Not the fact that you had neck surgery and your neck was injured in this accident. Forget that. And they're going to say, did this bother you? Did that have an effect on you? Yes, it did. It really did. Okay, coming up next is, you know, what is the insurance company and why does the insurance company make these attacks on you and your medical records? What's the purpose and exactly how do they do it? And what do you need to know? Bell and Pollock, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we are the champions of the people.